Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Now, we're going to have a great show today, but as we started out, I wanted to remember Merle Haggard, and he passed away yesterday on his birthday at age 79. And I'm going to kind of title at least the show today, and my guest is probably wondering what on earth I'm talking about. But one of his favorite songs that he did, one of my favorite songs that Merle Haggard sang was If We Make It Through December. Now, he fought a long battle with lung cancer since 2008 and then numerous plagues with pneumonia, and he finally gave up the fight on his birthday yesterday. But he was grateful after spending his youth as a small-time criminal. He served time in San Quentin State Prison for burglary. He was paroled in 1960, and President Ronald Reagan gave him a pardon in 1972, I believe it said it was. His song, If We Can Make It Through December, makes me reflect about the rough times we're having right now in this nation. Many people are out of work. Many people have cut back hours and wages. Bureaucracy is regulating us till we're just broke. We see land grabs. The First Amendment is in jeopardy. The Second Amendment is constantly challenged and in jeopardy. The cost of living continues to rise, and common sense is non-existent in Washington, D.C. We, the people, seem to be the new enemy of the state. Not only are you struggling financially, but you have to talk and you have to walk as if you're walking on eggshells or broken glass. The United States is one of the richest countries with vast natural resources. And again, bureaucracy and the bureaucrats' regulations, the mandates, the permits, the fines, the fees are making it a rough December indeed. We mourn the loss of a talented man in Merle Haggard, who showed us how we can rise above, hang on, and make it through December. We must do this, but we must do it together. And today I have a guest. He's been on with us before. He's a representative, vice president of external communications for the National Mining Association, and we welcome Luke Popovich. Luke, how are you today?
I'm alive. How about you?
Well, we're trying to make it through December, my friend. December seems to be awfully long here in the United States.
Seems like a long way away from here in April, sitting here in Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, when I say that, I just mean the rough times, not necessarily the month, and I'm sure you put that together pretty quickly.
No, that's exactly
but,
right.
You know, we see so much going on, and I don't know exactly where you want to go with this today. I know we're going to talk about coal. Obama's
right.
Declared a war on it. We see what the EPA is doing. The
right.
Carbon footprint we're so worried about. But they're going to sell our coal to China, which, you know, I don't mind selling things.
Yeah.
But it's okay to let them use it, but we can't use it. And it just seems like we're losing jobs. Our economy's going down the tank. And we keep getting told that things are better.
Well, you know, we've got an election coming up this year, so let's all your listeners be consoled by the fact that there is a way we can begin to change things if we don't like them. And I'm certainly not here to tell anyone how to vote. I'm simply saying that if you find, as I do, this administration is very destructive for working class people and blue collar workers and average families, then there's always the possibility this year to change the dial on the radio. Certainly, you know, the coal industry is going to be seeking some sort of political relief from an administration that up to now has been relentlessly hostile to us and to coal communities, mining communities throughout the country.
And, you know, where we're supposed to have checks and balances, the way our branches are set up, the three branches of government
right.
here, that seems to be, we're fighting that, too, because they keep appointing people into the Supreme Court that have agendas of their own. Instead of following a constitution, instead of following what is the right thing to do, they seem to think they can make the law or, you know, and it's just,
right.
it's discouraging because that's something
Very
that seems to be out of our hands. It's out of
right.
our reach.
Right.
But
no,
I think you're absolutely right. I think people waking up.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest problems with this administration, quite apart from whether you agree or not with the approach they're taking on specific issues, is the fact that they are systematically pushing their will through regulation, ignoring Congress, ignoring legal authorities under the law that Congress has mandated for their regulatory agencies to follow. They're ignoring the court decisions wherever they can. There was a Supreme Court decision, as you some of you may know, just 3 weeks ago that smacked down EPA on this climate change plan. NMA brought that suit to the Supreme Court. They agreed with us to put it on hold until all the legal challenges could be resolved. And even despite the Supreme Court ruling, we've heard the EPA administrator go around the country and the president himself in one case saying that nothing has changed, that they're simply going to the deadlines they're suggesting for the states like yours to comply with this regulation are still in force, blah, 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 even though the Supreme Court of the United States told them to stand down. Stop any work on this rule, essentially told the governors around the country, there's no need for you to comply with this expensive regulation, destroy all these power plants, destroy all these jobs, put this cost on your people because it no longer has legal force until the ultimate litigation and legality of this rule has been decided. So we have a defiant administration that certainly doesn't care what Congress thinks because they know perfectly well if they submit these rules for as law to Congress, it will be voted down. Already Congress has passed two resolutions saying that the sense of the Congress, agreeing with the Supreme Court, by the way, is to void this climate change rule, and yet the president vetoed their resolution, and he's going ahead with it, I think, for his legacy. So, to your point, of course Americans are frustrated because they feel they have no control over a government that doesn't care about its opinion and circumvents Congress that represents that opinion.
Well, and I think that's the phenomenon we're seeing right now in the election process with particularly, and on both sides, I do believe, but particularly with the Republican side, we had 17 men wanting to, and a female, wanting to run for President of the United States. We had several outsiders, people we would call non-established politicians. You know, I think the career politicians have got us into a whole bunch of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I claim that this bureaucracy, we have so many departments, alphabet soup government, that we now have what our founding fathers called taxation without representation. They just do to us. And we're supposed to accept that authority.
Right.
And I think we should stand back and say, we will not comply. You have no authority over us in this. And the Supreme Court stood on it, at least this time. They did. We're going into a break, Luke. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to talk about the coal industry and what it means to our economy and how the EPA and how many things we're just fighting, trying to make it through December as we, the people here in the United States of America, because we're having a very rough December. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, we talk about making it through December, and I'm using that kind of as a metaphor because Decembers can be rough, and the winters can be cold, and the heating bills can be high, and we're still paying a few of those. We're still having some cold times. I've got a listener friend in the state of Pennsylvania, and he said they're still getting snow flurries and all that. He said, at least you're far enough south, you're not getting that now. We have before. We have gotten snow and ice in April. But this coal war, this war against the coal that Obama's been perpetrating against we the people, it's causing higher energy costs, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it certainly will in the future. The climate plan, the so-called clean power plan that his EPA is foisting on the states now, we estimate will lead to double-digit wholesale utility bills beginning in just a few years, so that over 40 states in the union will see a fairly significant increase in their wholesale utility costs. And that's simply because what this regulation will do is to destroy a lot of the most affordable sources of electricity. These are the coal power plants that produce very, very inexpensive electricity in a very reliable way 24/7.
And we've cleaned it up. I mean, we have clean energy.
We've cleaned a lot of this up. I mean, when you look at the progress that we've made in clean coal technologies that eliminate up to 90% of all the pollutants that are now regulated by EPA under the Clean Air Act that Congress passed, it's been a substantial improvement over the old plants that I think people still have in mind that were built, you know, in the 50s and 60s. So, but despite this progress in clean coal technology, EPA still insists on driving the coal industry out of business, beginning with the coal plants that are the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if you don't have coal-burning power plants, you don't have coal mines. And if you don't have coal mines, you don't have coal miners. Mm-hmm. And that's why in the last 4.5 years, we have lost about 41,000 just coal mining jobs in the United States, many of them attributable to regulations like this. Not all of them, because we know we've had very low gas prices that have are competing with coal for generating electricity, but there's no question at all that the Obama administration's regulations have basically shot the wounded, making it even more difficult for coal companies to stay alive. And when you don't have a coal employee, you're losing a very high wage earner that can support a family.
And tax dollars.
Exactly. And we're wondering, you know, where all these high-wage jobs go. Why is it the United States can't support the kind of high-wage jobs and manufacturing jobs and industry jobs that allowed a father or a mother to support a family on one income? Well, here's one reason why we don't have them anymore. We have an administration that doesn't care about working people and cares far more about pleasing an environmental, advocacy groups than it does the great majority of Americans that are simply struggling to, you know, get another year out of the second car and making mortgage payments. It's very, very frustrating.
It is frustrating. And, you know, the jobs that are lost, you know, we keep getting these reports. Well, we've added X amount of jobs this year so far. And I'm going, what about all these that we've lost?
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Do they ever
What are the jobs paying that are being created under this administration?
Oh, absolutely.
They
want to pay you $15 an hour
sure.
to flip a burger.
Flip a burger. How do you support a family on that, and what sort of future does that hold?
Well, you know, I know how to give everybody a raise, and people may like this, and people may not. That's just cut the taxes. Give everybody a raise.
Sure.
But, you know, it goes even another step farther, and I know in talking to you and understanding what's really happening, trying to see the big picture, you know, Loretta Lynch... She's seeking legal counsel, how they can get around and how they can find and punish people who are climate change deniers. Now, mm-hmm. I've got a feeling they're not just talking about you and me as individuals, although they will go after us.
Mm-hmm.
But they're talking about businesses. They're talking about corporations. They're talking about the coal industry. They're talking about breaking this nation.
I think that's right. I think it's a very, very disturbing trend to politicize this issue further, this climate change issue further, by using the full weight of the law and government against individuals who simply disagree with this president and simply disagree with the EPA and disagree with the Sierra Club on the importance of climate change and what it represents. You know, many of these people that they're critical of, including myself, are not climate change deniers. We're not saying that there's no such problem. We're saying it does not rise to the level of crisis that requires us to bankrupt households, to raise the utility bills of hundreds of thousands of people, causing tens of thousands to lose their jobs. It doesn't require that, particularly when, you know, in China, in 1 month, China will release more CO2, more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere in 1 month than the United States releases in about a year and a half. So we're bearing all this cost that EPA wants us to bear for virtually no environmental benefit. And that's the other thing that people aren't talking about in this administration, is that they want us to, simply so that the president can show the rest of the world that we're suffering with higher costs, so they should suffer with higher costs. What we're not talking about is how little, how virtually no meaningful environmental benefit is being achieved for all this cost.
You know,
and that's simply because, as you know, we're not the problem anymore. It's China and India and developing countries that are going to be using fossil fuels because they have no other affordable choice.
So instead, sending our coal there because we can't use it, so we're going to contribute to their their carbon footprint.
We are. I guess we can take.
We're enablers.
We're enablers. Yeah, we're providing a humanitarian gesture by allowing poor people to have electricity that never had it before.
You know, it's there's some hypocrisy in that. I'm not opposed to us selling our coal. I'm not opposed to that at all. We want to see the industry get something. But I am against the EPA. The EPA has become such a bully against the people and against our natural resources. There's all kinds of theories around that as to why. But the bottom line is they are infringing upon the rights of the people. They're taking away our jobs. They're making it harder to live. They're making December to be awfully long and cold, and it's just something that we have to keep this truth in front of the listeners and in their ears, because I know that they know, but we need reminded. And yeah. I am one of those climate change deniers. I believe there's a cycle of things, and I believe we're going through a cycle of things, and there's a vast array of scientists that say it's going to be the opposite of global warming. We're going back into a semi-ice age where it's going to be cool. And we've seen these cycles. Well, we haven't lived through them. We're not that old yet. But we have enough history that we know that it happens.
Sure.
And I believe we should be preparing for that December that might be coming rather than to destroy what we have and not use it, tie it up and not use it, restrict
it. Well, this is a... I'm afraid what happened, I think, looking at it from at least my perspective here in Washington, is that this president decided a couple years ago that if he wanted a legacy after he left office, it would have to be climate change. So he fastened on to this obsession of his with the help of the green, the environmental lobby, and is relentlessly pushing regulations after regulation against the coal industry and now against natural gas and other fossil fuel providers in order to cement his legacy when he leaves office as the climate change president. But of course, in doing that, he's destroying a lot of job opportunities. He's making America poorer with a less diverse energy supply. I think that's going to haunt his administration after they leave office.
You know, and it doesn't take a genius to figure these things out. It really doesn't. All you've got to do is stand back and look at what's going on and read some of the reports. Read both sides of the reports, but you can figure it out. And the irony, Luke, of all the private jets that flew into Paris to analyze how and I are wasting energy. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're visiting today with Luke Popovich. He's with the National Mining Association. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and Luke and Beth Ann will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run, or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit, have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent, gun owners are treated as terrorists, citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Luke Popovich. He represents the National Mining Association. I do want to talk a little bit about the association and how we can help and what all that you guys do there. But we do have a phone call from Massachusetts. We have Chris. Chris, how are you today?
Well, I'm well. Thank you very much, and all the better for hearing the truth spoken on your show. And I want to thank you and your guests. And, I had this thought. You hear about these people who, 99.9% of people who join the fire department do it to serve the community, and they are my heroes. But every once in a while, you will have a fireman that will start a fire. He'll become an arsonist, and it's rare, but it does happen. But these people that are there on our pay to safeguard our liberties, they're no better than somebody who pretends to be a fireman and starts a fire. They're arsonists to our liberty.
That's a good way of looking at it.
And thank you so much. I'll listen to the radio and learn.
So we have the alphabet bureaucrats that are basically arsonists against the United States economy and our natural resources. They want to bind them up and keep us
in the ground, as they say.
Keep them in the ground.
Which means keeping them away from taxpayers like us who want value for the coal that's underground. It means keeping the resources away from the industries that need them, the metals and the minerals that our industries need.
It means, of course, keeping coal away from households for generating cheap electricity. So that's all what the Sierra Club wants, and that's exactly what the president wants.
And I think I shared with you, I get emails from everywhere. Everybody wants to be a guest, you know, on the show. But I'm kind of picky, so you're very special to be on with
me. I appreciate that.
But I get some that are signed, you know, they've got the endorsement of the Sierra Club. And I got one a few years back. And I think I shared this when you were on the air with me before. I'm not sure. I'm getting to that age where I repeat myself a lot, you know. I got the email, and I was infuriated. Because they were bragging about closing another Pennsylvania coal industry, manufacturing plant. And I sent them an email back. They didn't answer. But I was telling them, why don't you just brag to all those families now whose dad or mom doesn't have a job? Why don't you take care of that? Why don't you tell me about that?
Yeah.
And how we've already got, I think we were already at the 40-some percent of unemployed Americans, and now you're bragging that you just put another 200 out of work
or
more.
Well,
and
you know,
I was just infuriated with them.
What infuriates me, too, about this is that if you listen recently, you can hear the administration, the Obama administration, promising in this budget cycle that Congress is now going through, promising a welfare program for the Appalachian coal communities in particular that have been
that are
really suffering.
Oh,
and then Hillary Clinton, on the campaign trail, endorses that keep it in the coal campaign, and also says, but to compensate those poor communities that are now without jobs, without livelihoods, we're going to propose a $30 billion welfare plan. Well, here's an idea. Why not destroy those jobs, prevent destroying those jobs in the first place? Why not resist destroying those communities in the first place? And you wouldn't have to provide a welfare program to them.
How some of those families are now living is just, it's a shame here
it really
in the United
is.
States of America. And we want to take in refugees. We have our own that need our help, but they need to be put back to work. They don't want a handout. They want a job. And I'm so tired of everybody saying that Americans are lazy. Yeah, we've got a few lazy ones around, and I have my lazy days, but we want to be worth something. We want to be doing something. We want to help our communities, our families, you know, I'm kind of tired of the government just saying, well, we're going to take those jobs and we're going to give you money. Well, where's that money going to come from?
Exactly. It's going to come from the fewer and fewer people who are working. That's what.
And those hours are being cut back. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And, you know, Harry Reid got up, and this has been several years ago, where they were wanting to extend the unemployment benefits. Because and he gets up and he's throwing his arms around. You have no idea how many people are working. Really? Why don't you start thinking about why they're not working?
Exactly.
You know, and get people back to work.
This administration, this administration talks more than any other that I can recall about the widening income gap, the disparity in income between the shrinking middle class and the rich. Well, fine, that is a problem, but then why are they contributing to that problem? With regulations that destroy jobs for working Americans. They simply make the matter worse, and yet they talk about it as if they've just discovered this problem. You're not going to fix the problem by arbitrarily raising the minimum wage for people who work in fast food restaurants. You're going to fix the problem by ensuring businesses that they have a stable market environment where they can hire people and provide good jobs with some assurance that regulations won't destroy their business models in 5 years.
Well, I believe that some of these, maybe not all of them, but I believe that these elected officials know exactly what they're doing. And then they make idiotic statements. You know, there was I can't remember what they called her. I'd equate it to an alderman, but it was in another state. And she was talking, they were discussing this minimum wage with the like waiters and waitresses and you know, the tips, those who get tips, and trying to raise that so that it evens up. And she makes the comment, they're not making enough to pay the taxes.
Sure.
And sure. I'm thinking, well, then lower the taxes.
Lower the taxes then.
That seems like a no-brainer to me.
Kind of a no-brainer. Yeah.
But you and I don't, we don't work on this.
You can create these subsidized jobs in the same way that you can pay people to dig a hole in the ground and then pay people on the other side of the fence to take the dirt and fill that hole back up again. And there you've employed two classes of people. But what have you achieved? You have achieved nothing. You haven't added value to the economy. You simply dug one hole with one set of folks, paid them something, and then filled that hole back up with dirt by paying another set of folks. That is not an answer. It can't be jobs that are created by a federal agency that decides to raise the minimum wage or to simply employ more bureaucrats. That doesn't really add value to the economy at the end of the day, particularly as we've discussed, when so many of these regulators are actually destroying value rather than creating it. They're making it harder for businesses and employers to succeed. And if employers can't succeed, you very well can't have employees if there's no employer to employ them.
Just a few years ago, here in the state of Missouri, and I hope I get the name of the little town correct, it's Herculaneum, Missouri, was the last smelting industry, last smelting factory here in the United States. And they had to close their doors. There was like 200-some jobs lost because of continued regulations from the EPA.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to finally close. It was the very last smelting industry in factory here in the United States. Not just it happened to be here in Missouri. We're pretty popular for lead around here, you know. So it was the very last one, and we had to close it because of the EPA and lost about. And you know, a little community like that, 200 jobs, that's devastating.
Well, it's the same in the coal communities.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right. In the rural parts of the country, whether you're talking about Ohio or Kentucky or West Virginia or even Wyoming, when you shut the coal industry down, you're basically shutting the rural economy down.
Because we're going into a break here, but okay. I wanted to add, too, that it affects more, and we'll talk about that, and we really need to talk about the National Mining Association and how my listeners can help. But I want to equate that. It's not just those jobs that are lost. There's more jobs. It's a domino effect.
Exactly.
877-895-5410 is the number to call, and Luke and Beth Ann will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Cull of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest.
suggest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Returns. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Luke Popovich. He is with the National Mining Association, and I do want to discuss how we can help, how we can follow, so that we know what's going on. And also, I wanted to go back to the jobs that are lost when we have these plants that close.
Right.
It's not
right.
Just those. It's not just those jobs that are affected. Those people buy groceries. Those people buy clothes. Those people buy stuff.
Sure.
And that is all stopped. So the grocery, the clothing industry in that community, all those things, they stop. They may have to cut back.
You know, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker.
They all
rely on, in these communities, they all rely on the coal dollar. So when you slash the payroll and you dump hundreds of coal miners out of work, that means they can't go to the dry cleaner and they can't go to the grocery store and they can't afford tuition for the local schools. They can't pay taxes to support firemen, and there's no revenue from the coal companies that will help support hospitals and first responders and pay for roads. So the destruction that is caused doesn't stop, as you say, with just the destruction of a single job. In fact, the government officially acknowledges that for every coal miner job that's lost, there are four other jobs in the coal supply chain that are also affected. And those are people who work in the power plants from the mines. Those are the guys who work, the women who work on the railroads to ship the coal on the ports. The vendors that serve the mining industry with safety equipment and consulting services. So you're absolutely right. You start pulling the thread out from that fabric, and what starts as a small thread obviously becomes a gaping hole.
And the fabric just falls apart.
And it falls apart, exactly.
And that's what's happening to these communities. So when we want to sit here and scream about clean air, which we don't really have a clean air problem, But now we have a problem. Well, it does. I think it becomes a greater health risk when we have people out of jobs. Because
many,
then the high,
social,
you know, the, yeah, the way they live changes. They can't live as, and I'm not trying to be derogatory in any way. I'm just, it's just the facts. They can't buy soap. They can't buy water. They can't feed themselves good. So they have to buy, different kinds of foods. They can't afford the protein. And it's a health risk as well. You know, I mean, it's just everything that it affects.
Sure. I mean, in fact, it's even more serious than what they can afford. It's the behavior that changes because we know from medical and sociological reports that communities that are afflicted with high unemployment places great stress on families. Spousal abuse goes up. Suicides go up. As you pointed out, health deteriorates because they're eating less healthily. There are a whole range of debilitating social problems that accompany this kind of failure of communities that are all caused by the failure to provide for their families. And this should be something fundamental to any government to protect the ability of Americans to support their family. People who want to work, who are willing to work hard, ought to have that opportunity. And yet, as we've seen on this program, we've got an administration that appears to be absolutely indifferent.
You know, they instead of protecting our jobs, they're doing the opposite.
Right.
And
right.
They think they have to protect the dirt instead of protecting the people.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and,
I urge your listeners to, if they want to find out more about how the coal industry feels about this and maybe what they can do, they might go online to countoncoal.com. That's countoncoal.com. I think they'll find all the information that they need, and not just from the coal industry. We're not just giving you our point of view. We use information from the scientific community, from government agencies that are charged with measuring unemployment, measuring safety, etc.
I was there this morning looking up some of the articles and it's a great resource, a fantastic resource. And, you know, these people that are having issues, these people that are losing their jobs, they're our families. You know, I keep telling everyone that's listening, we are one big family here in the United States of America. We need to stop accepting these labels that keep getting thrown at us. It doesn't matter to me what color you are, how tall you are, how short you are, what your job is. We are family, and we have families hurting. And we need to stand up for them and do whatever we can to right the wrong. And that is control the EPA and control the alphabet bureaucrats that they usurp their authority upon us, and we need to stop that. So I want everybody to go countoncoal.com. And I think there is, can they not also join and kind of help along with the fight? Because I know it's a costly fight, and it's not cheap to go up there and talk to these yahoos.
Right.
So I appreciate what you're doing, because I know that you stay very busy getting, he's the voice, and he's out there trying to educate all of us and keep us informed, and we need to do that. We need to do that on a regular basis.
All right. Well, I appreciate you having me again on the program. I hope to visit with you again soon.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Luke, for all that you do. And thank you for on Coal and for the National Mining Association, that they're all trying to work together. That's what I say every day. We've got to work together. December has been a long, hard road for us here in the United States of America, going back to how I opened the show. We're having so many issues, and I can go back to my opening, and I can explain to you, as you know, our First Amendment is at hand. They're going to fine you if you disagree with them now. They're wanting to look into how they can get away with that. They can only get away with these things if we continue to allow them to get away with these things, just like with the EPA and how we've been talking with Luke. They don't really have the authority that they think they do over we the people, unless we hand it over to them. And we have been handing it over to them. We've been more than patient with the bureaucracy here in these United States. And Luke, I assume you're still listening. I can kind of hear you in the background. I want to tell you one quote. You might want to write this down or I'll email it to you. And that's a quote from our president, founding father, George Washington. It says, "The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government." And I think this particular aspect is a perfect example, mm-hmm. and it's time for us to lose our patience and start fighting back. Thank you so much
well
for what you do. I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. You know, folks, it's the end of the show. It happens every day about this same time. But we have got to start standing together. It doesn't matter where you are. All of these issues are affecting you. You, your family, your neighborhoods. Because if we lose our energy and it goes high, we're going to be just like Europe. They're cold. Their December is not going to end anytime soon. But we can put an end to it, and we can move on, because we, the people, are a republic, which only works if we stand up and take control. So let's do that. Let's stand with Count on Coal and National Mining Association and many others, and bring America home.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.